Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
This is WGN Radio's Your Hometown. Today, we're heading south of the loop to the village of Lansing, where hometown pride runs deep. The people are welcoming, and the hidden gems are worth discovering. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities. Here's Bob.
And the mayor of Lansing, Brian Hardy. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. I'm really interested in your business because you've had a very successful operation there in Lansing for more than 36 years. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I have, Bob. But, you know, I just want to say good morning to you and your WGN listeners from beautiful downtown Lansing, Illinois. But, yeah, so... 38 years ago, I started a small little iron company called Chicago's Finest Iron Works. A little bit about that is that I was working for a home developer, and that's where I met Lou Manfredini, and Lou and I have been good friends for about the last 30 years. So a little history of Chicago's Finest Iron Works. So.
I won't hold that against you because you hang out with Mr. Fix-It. Not to worry. So how did you go from that to become the mayor of Lansing?
Well, you know what? It's just my folks moved out here in the early 70s. I'm a family of nine. I'm one of nine. I got five brothers, three sisters. My mother was a Chicago teacher. So we moved from the south side out here and went to a grade school, high school. Did some college at St. Joe's Calumet College in Whiting. Then I just got involved. I got involved in Lansing Little League when we got children, met my wife here. But, yeah, just getting involved, president of the chamber, working on the planning and zoning board as a chairman. But, you know, just getting involved in the community. And little by little, you know, I decided to run for trustee. And so I was a trustee for 8 years, senior trustee for two. And then, you know, I decided to run for mayor because I really love our village. And I love our people here. We got some of the greatest people, you know, throughout the Chicagoland area, right down here in Lansing. Lansing is quite a little gem here.
Let's talk about some of the reasons to head out your way, especially the Ravinia of the Chicago Southland, as it's called. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it is, Bob. Yeah, it's called Fox Point. It was built back in 2018. And what we do is we have Wednesday concerts for free, and we have, you know, jazz, blues, rock, soft rock, and then we also have sometimes we have Friday events as well. And like I said, it's really just a great venue. It's a grassy area. We got a very nice pavilion, and we got a full line of food at our concession. So if you're thirsty, we got plenty of drinks. If you're hungry, we got plenty of food. We got great music. We usually get a crowd anywhere between 1,200 and 2,000. Hmm. But like I said, it's quite a little gem here down here in the south side. So just for all you for all the Lansing people, wanting to let everybody know through the WGN listeners, hey, come on down and check out a Wednesday concert.
And you've got a big celebration coming up. Is it next year, the centennial, or are you doing that already?
Yeah, no, we have a centennial coming up, and that's for the Ford Hangar. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, there? Yeah. Tell us about the Ford Hangar. Very historic, isn't it?
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, back in like 1923, Henry Ford decided to buy up almost like 1,000 acres down here on the south side of Lansing and wanted to build an airport so he could fly in from Detroit to visit his, you know, plants. He had the plant on the south side of Chicago, and he had a stamping plant in Chicago Heights. So he built a hangar to house his tri-motors. So he would come in here, and he had his tri-motor. He had his tri-motors here at his hangar. Hangar was completed in 1926. So, yeah, we'll be celebrating 100 years of the Henry Ford hangar, which is now a historical site. And we use that as a venue, as also Ken Reynolds, who's our venue director. You come and visit him. He'll definitely get you set up if you're looking for a wedding, any kind of a celebration. It's really great little landmark down here.
You must be doing something right there because you got businesses moving to Lansing. In fact, Makowski Real Sausage, they were in Bridgeview for a long time, but now they're heading your way, aren't they?
They are, Bob. Yes, yeah. Nicole Makowski from Real Sausage, they're in Bridgeport, and her operation, she's moving it out here. We're having actually a great celebration. She's just a great lady. She's so excited moving her operations here. She's going to have a staff of almost 40. Like I said, she's really involved already into the community. Just a super great lady. But that's what we got down here. We got great economic development. We got all these little hidden gems. You got 8094 that runs right through the heart of our village here. We got 500,000 cars that come through our village every day. So I want people to stop off on Torrance Avenue, buy a car at Napleton, Phillips General Way, stop and see some of our small little shops. You know, we got Gady's Ice Cream that's been here since 1920. We got Lansing Sports Shop that's been here since 1954. You know, we got all these little hidden gems down here. We got cruise nights. You know, we got music on Wednesday nights and Friday nights. We got great social clubs here. It's a great, for a community of 30,000 people, you'd swear we were like little hometown 500.
That sounds nice. And I hate to jump in with a complaint, but Makowski provides sausages for Portillo's, and they're obviously first rate. And they're sending up all sorts of food here today, hot dogs, Polish sausage, hot links, chicken sausages. But it's coming at 12:30, Mr. Mayor. The morning crew, that's too late for us. We're starting so early, we're out of here and taking our naps by then. Can you get them to come up early? For goodness sakes.
I was listening to you this morning at 6 o'clock, and you were telling about a dream that you had. And I was like, Bob, I have those dreams too. And when I wake up, I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, is this for real? Thank God I got to convention myself. But my wife hits me and says, no, it's not real.
Brian Hardy, yeah. Mayor of Lansing, fun talking to you. And all the best to you as we... put the spotlight on Lansing. It's your hometown. You can continue the filibuster, but no one will be listening. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate it. News is next at 9 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And you can tell why he's a good mayor, can't you?
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.